So hello and welcome to the TAA audio conference, Back to the Basics, Crafting the Research Question with Drs. Sonia Foss and William Waters. Sonia is a professor in the Department of Communication at the University of Colorado, Denver. Her research and teaching interests are in contemporary rhetorical theory and criticism, feminist perspectives on communication, the incorporation of marginalized voices into rhetorical theory and practice, and visual rhetoric. She is the author or co-author of the books Destination Dissertation, A Traveler's Guide to a Done Dissertation, Rhetorical Criticism, Contemporary Perspectives on Rhetoric, Inviting Transformation, Feminist Rhetorical Theories, and Women Speak. William is an assistant professor of English at the University of Houston downtown. His research and teaching interests are in writing theory and practice, the history of the English language, linguistics, and modern grammar. He is the co-author of Destination Dissertation, A Traveler's Guide to a Done Dissertation, and was the managing editor of La Puerta, A Doorway into the Academy.
To let you know a couple of format things before we begin, first you'll see that you have an outline of the major ideas we're going to cover today in the handout that Kim emailed you. So just pay attention to that as we go through the teleconference because it's going to help you keep track of where we are. We'll also be giving you lots of examples throughout the teleconference, and we've included those on the handout as well to make it easier for you to follow us. So the handout doesn't necessarily make sense all by itself, but it will make sense as you track us through the teleconference.
We're going to have a time for asking questions at the end of the conference, so we're going to ask you please to jot down your questions as they occur to you, and then after we'll invite those questions and try to answer them as they come up. Okay, let's get started.
Key to a good research project is a good research question. Now, you undoubtedly learned what makes a good research question in graduate school. But when we work with writers, we often discover that they don't have a good research question guiding the project, and they've forgotten some of the basics about research questions. So that's why we thought a refresher course on research questions might be useful for TAA members.
The research question is what you're trying to find out by doing your study. It guides your research process, tells you what to look at and what to ignore, and it's captioned in the title of your article, book chapter, book, or dissertation. It guides all the key decisions about your project. The research question is the most important part of a study and takes the most effort and care to develop.
So what are you aiming for as you create a research question for a study? A good research question meets six criteria. The first criterion for a good research question is that it clearly identifies the theoretical construct that you are studying.
For example, if you're interested in figuring out the process by which parents transmit their political perspectives to their children, the theoretical construct you're studying is transmission of political perspectives. If you're interested in whether or not grades motivate students' learning, your theoretical construct is students' motivation. Students' motivation because your question is about what motivates the students.
If you're interested in how television networks attract and retain viewers through branding, your theoretical concept is branding. So notice that the theoretical construct is the phenomenon, event, or experience that you want to learn more about.
A second criterion that a research question should meet is that it should contain some suggestion of recognizability of the theoretical construct. This means that the research question articulates the theoretical construct in a very specific way, a way that's specific enough so that you'll know it when you see it, when you're coding your data. In other words, it supplies a clear unit of analysis that allows you to tell the difference between the construct and other constructs in the piece relatively easily. To accomplish recognizability, you want to be sure to word the construct in a way that is concrete and specific.
Maybe an example will help clarify this idea of recognizability. One writer we worked with started her planning for a study with a theoretical construct of the experience of non-traditional women in college. While certainly a construct that would be important to explore, this is way too large because she would have had a difficult time
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.